With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A former VP says he plans to vote for the current VP.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney says he'll vote for Kamala Harris over former President Trump. The former VP and career politician said Trump, quote, can never be trusted with power again, end quote. Former President Trump responded by saying both Dick and his daughter Liz are irrelevant and Republican in name only, also referred to as rhinos among true conservatives. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
At the United Nations, the U.S. and Ecuador want peacekeepers to replace the Kenya-led mission in Haiti to quell gang violence.
The proposed Security Council resolution says that UN peacekeepers are needed to maintain the progress made by the current multinational mission. This mission has already sent nearly 400 Kenyan police officers to assist the Haitian National Police. But many Haitians have rejected the proposal of another peacekeeping operation, given the introduction of cholera and sexual abuse cases that occurred when UN troops were last in Haiti. Some Haitians also see UN peacekeepers as an occupying force. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Volkswagen is considering closing some factories in its home country for the first time in the German automaker's 87-year history. The CEO also has told employees the company must end a three-decade-old job protection pledge that would have prohibited layoffs through 2029. VW's management says the moves are necessary to meet cost-cutting goals and to remain competitive. Elsewhere, Stellantis is recalling nearly 1.5 million Ram pickups worldwide to fix a software problem that can disable the electronic stability control. The recall covers certain trucks from the 2019, 2021 through 2024 model years. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Massachusetts have passed a bill that would promote the LGBT agenda in the state's nursing homes and long-term care facilities. The measure would require those institutions to provide staff training on the rights of LGBTQ adults and those living with HIV. It would also bar staff from discriminating based on a person's sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, intersex status, or HIV status. Any nursing home that does not comply will have its license to operate revoked. Christians in Sudan are caught between the hammer and the anvil. Two rebel groups that overthrew the government are now fighting each other for control of the country, and both of them are attacking Christians. More than 90% of the population in Sudan is Muslim, and Christians have been the target of persecution for decades. International Christian Concern reports 165 churches have had to close since the war broke out, adding that members of the clergy have been singled out for particular violence. This is SRN News. A growing number of restaurant customers are choosing to eat alone these days.
Restaurant reservation site OpenTable says solo dining reservations in the U.S. increased 29% over the last 2 years. They're up 18% this year in Germany. Some restaurants are redoing their seating and menus to accommodate people eating alone. OpenTable CEO Debbie Sue thinks remote work and a broader focus on self-care are behind the trend.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A Rembrandt discovered in a Maine attic. This keeps happening, folks. Sold for $1.4 million, the 17th century portrait of a girl by the Dutch artist. Had a note on the back of the frame saying it was loaned to the Philadelphia Museum of Art for an exhibition in 1970. Caja Vilu, appraiser, auctioneer, and founder of the Thomaston Place Auctions Galleries, says he discovered it when he was asked to go through stacks of art in an attic in Camden. This is SRN News.